Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Street Talk Theology, where we take theology and bring it to the streets. Dominic Grimaldi here. Pastor Dominic here from Desert Sky Baptist Church. And I am so grateful and honored to have my co-host with me today, Pastor Michael Teddy. You know, Pastor Michael's been sick and then got re-sick. So I kind of coerced him a little bit today to come on. He's still not really feeling great, but we'll definitely get one show in and we'll see how we go from there. But I know by next week we'll probably catch up to speed. But Pastor Michael, man, what the heck? I mean, let people know you're still alive and missing being on Street Talk. We miss having you. Give me a shout out, Pastor Grimaldi at Gmail, especially the context that we're going to speak about today. And I'll let Michael come on and say hello again. I'm sure he misses everybody. So, Pastor Michael, welcome back to your co-hosting Street Talk Theology.
It's always good to be back. Christmas was packed for me. It was my wife's birthday is on Christmas. My son's birthday, his first birthday, was on the 27th of December. Then we had two weddings. Two of my wife's cousins were getting married. And so we had two weddings. My wife's mom's birthday, so my mother-in-law's birthday, is on the 23rd of December. So December's been just fully packed, and I was sick through it all. So, you know, to top it all off, it was just, you know, a lot of things to do. And then we had a trip north to Delhi and back, which was also, the climate in Delhi was very cold. And so none of that helped. So I got re-sick. And so I'm still recovering, but, you know, it's not like you can take a long holiday. You got work to do. So yeah, here I am.
Well, yeah, praise the Lord. And you know what? It's funny, as we get Pastor Michael back on, and you know, we are going to continue our format for this season about speaking about books of the Bible. But today we have an announcement to make, so we're going to kind of go off that. But next time we get you, Michael, Pastor Michael, we have to. Because we started with Galatians, and we'll try to get some books of the Bible for season 5, and we can pick your brain and you can exegete some scriptures first. But we do have a little bit of an announcement on Street Talk Theology. I am now speaking to Pastor Michael Teddy, who's now an author and has just written a book, devotional, if I may. So, Pastor Michael, what's the name of the book that you're working on? Do you have a name yet?
Come all ye weary. So everybody who's weary and heavy laden, Jesus said, come to me and I'll give you rest. And so that's the title we gave for the book.
But there are some nuances, and there is a backdrop or a background of why Pastor Michael had to write this book. And this has to do with some cultural things where Michael is in India, and he's going to explain about the book and the challenges that India has in obtaining good, sound theological material. Now, us in America, see, we don't understand this because we have access to all these good books. I don't know if we read them all, or we should. I'm sure if India had the access that we did. But some of the books that we get here are just too costly for Pastor Michael, the churches out there to get. And this is a real dilemma. Again, we don't deal with this in America, but Pastor Michael does. So he had to write a book, and there's a reason for that. And I'm going to let him kind of take the mic now as my co-host and kind of give you an idea of how it is to be living in India and wanting to read sound theological material besides the Word of God first, nobody's taken that away, but whether it's a good commentary, whether it is. So, Pastor Michael, tell us, you wrote a book, and yes, Rachel, if you're listening, I will be getting some copies soon. We'll distribute them around. But Pastor Michael, what's going on? Why? I mean, it's not that I'm sure you enjoyed writing the book, but you almost had to write this devotional for a reason. And explain to our audience here in America how this come about and the reason for it.
Yeah. So when you look at the Christian resources that are available in India, we have the majority of material we get are from the hyper charismatic or the televangelistic spheres of it. So we have a lot of Joel Osteen books. We have a lot of Benny Hinn books. We have a lot of T.D. Jakes books. And we have a lot of local authors, but they are all, I wouldn't say all, but most of them are extremely hyper-Pentecostal, mystical, all, you know, driven around the Holy Spirit. And mind you, this is the continuationist speaking, right? So I believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but it's just way off over here. And so we have a few books that come time and time again that are healthy. I believe Grace to India, Grace to You has a wing in India called Grace to India, and they put out a lot of good books. But we've never had the kind of access that a lot of Christians have in America, because you have a lot of publishing houses. You have access to multiple books. The breadth of options that you have are very large, but here it's very narrow. You know, with the advent of technology, and we have Amazon now, if we want to get a book that's published in America, that's not printed in India, and we go through Amazon or through any other website, the price of the books are too high. You know, I mean, I could buy a mobile phone with that price. It's just way too high. And so we're not able to get access to those resources. So recently we've had publishing houses like For the Truth. You can check that out, forthetruth.in, which is a publishing house in India that's getting rights to a lot of these books and printing them in India. And so when they print them in India and sell them here, they're able to significantly bring down the cost. And so we have a lot of good books that they are bringing out as well. But yeah.
Yeah, just a question, Michael. So what about Bibles? Bibles, are they hard to get? I mean, are they as hard to get as two questions? Are the Bibles hard to get? And why is the ultra charismatic books easier to get and stuff? Do they just have more money to be able to facilitate? So I'm kind of not, why is that? I mean, what's the need for this company, and why is certain charismania or charismatic books allowed? Is it just because of the cost, or the publishing companies aren't that big? Or I'm just want to maybe have the audience understand, if that makes sense.
Right. So I think part of it has to do with the times. So, for example, when the whole hyper-charismatic movement, when the televangelism exploded, it exploded around the world. And so the time when those channels exploded, they were able to source a lot of books to India. They were able to get rights to print a lot of books in India. They were able to get into the market. And it's not so easy to get into the market today, right? And today we've got lots of roadblocks, a lot of red tape, a lot of bureaucracy between all this, a lot of politics, a lot of problems to get through the way. So I think it partly has to do with the time. So they were able to get access, get in there early on. And I think television was the biggest thing, because in India, we had a lot of, you know, we had God TV and Miracle Net, and we had different TV channels, and they all showcased most of these televangelists. That was a primary source of, you know, preaching that anybody heard in India during those days. So people were familiar with those authors. So if you release a new Joel Osteen book, it would sell like crazy because a lot of people know who Joel Osteen is. But if you put out a John Piper book in India, not a lot of people know John Piper. So chances of those books selling are much less. So when you come into a market like India and you pay the cost to have books printed here, you need it to sell. And a lot of them are not able to get that kind of numbers in India. And so having a publishing house locally saves a lot of cost in that sense. And having it printed here, making it more available. Publishing houses have to do more than just print and put the books out. They have to market the books in India. You know, and so recently we've been thinking here about wanting to start a publishing house so that we can come alongside publishing houses like For the Truth, so that we can talk to publishers across America and go as far wide as we can to start talking about what are some good books that we can start getting rights to print in India, bring down the cost, and sell those books in the Indian market and market those books, because we want our people to read good books. And so so when we were talking about doing those kind of things, some of the brothers here were telling me, you know what, let's do this. We'll put all our efforts and back you on this if you can finish one book that we can start working with. And I've been writing for a while. And so I kind of said, okay. And so and that's been on the back burner, but God arranged the time for us to be able to finish this book and put it out. Yeah.
Sounds like a couple of Italian guys getting you in a corner and telling you, hey, you need to write a book, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, that's precisely
what they kind of strong-armed you, huh?
Yeah, they sure
so
did.
So let me ask you a question. We're going to talk about the book in a second. So is it necessary for that book that or devotional that you wrote, is it necessary for it to be a big seller, say here in America? Would that be helpful? So as you get books here and as we advertise it over Street Talk Theology, is that important for it to be a book that's bought or requested for? And again, I'm only phrasing these questions because, you know, we don't rehearse this stuff. You know, we're just two pastors that kind of take theology and bring it to the streets. But this is amazing to me that we, you know, that our brothers in India don't have sound theological books. And you didn't kind of answer. Now, Bibles, just quickly, are Bibles readily available, and good study Bibles and regular Bibles, are they readily available in India?
Yeah. So I think a lot of the publishing houses that put out Bibles do a lot of work to get Bibles out there, and Bibles sell. So we've got a lot of good Bibles here. So we've got all of Crossways Bibles.
Oh, good.
We've got Zondervan. Yeah. And so Bibles really sell well in India. You know, so because that's one thing people will always buy.
Right.
And so because of that, most of the publishing houses are able to put the cost in and bring those books out in India. So we do have a lot of Bibles. And as far as writing this book, you know, at the end of the day, I was totally convinced that the only way I could write a book is if I wrote it for my church. And I'm very bad at writing for an invisible audience or having plans, ambitious plans. You know, I've tried writing books like that. It never worked. And so I decided to pick up on a book that I could give my people and I knew that they would need and they would be blessed by. And so that was the first, you know, impulse for me to write this book. So I went ahead and wrote it, and we actually distributed it in the church and said, well, go ahead, read it and see if you're blessed by it. Give us your feedback. And so that's been the effort, and everything else is a spillover of that, you know.
But us getting the book here, it's a book that can bless all of us, I'm sure. So,
right.
So by you sending the books, I know you're going to send some books to us here at Desert Sky. And for people reading them here and say wanting to buy them, let's just say, Would that be helpful to kind of open up these avenues where we can get some publishing houses by you so we can start filtering in some good theological treatises to India? Does that make sense? Is that a fair question, or is that a, am I on the right track there? Or
yeah, I think you are. And to be honest, so we don't have, you know, a foolproof plan. We don't, we're not very certain about what's the best approach here. And so we've written this book, and we are actually reaching out and trying to figure out what's the best course of action that we can take. Like anything, selling this book and other books will help us get enough of funds running that will help us print more books or put, you know, do more printing and do more publishing. And so we're definitely, so this book, so we've printed 100 copies of the book I wrote. And we're giving it to friends and pastors we know and getting their feedback. And so we hope to, once we've started the publishing house, we hope to put this book out for sale and make it available as far wide as we can. And how, what are the best ways to go about that? Now, that's something that we hope we can have, you know, people who are experienced, who've been in the field, to come and come along and advise us, okay, what we should be thinking, what we should be doing. So we have a few people locally who are able to help us. But when it comes to distributing it abroad and things like that, we definitely need help from people there.
Yeah, so I ask around. I do know one publisher for sure. So we'll kind of talk about that. So with that being said, what's the book about?
Yeah, big question. So yeah, so the book is titled "Come All Ye Weary," and it's you know, Jesus saying, "Come to me, all who are burdened and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So it's a devotional book. And I have 25 chapters on the person of Christ. And so chapter titles look like this. It's Christ, the high mountain, Christ, the light of the world, Christ, the sign from heaven, Christ, the incarnate God. So it's centered around the person of Christ. And it's 25 devotions on Christ. It's not 25 exhaustive devotions on Christ, but I stuck with the number 25 because those 25 points seem to be the big categories that helps cover the person of Christ. So I put it out to the church, and basically I wrote on the person of Christ because, you know, the Bible tells us to look to Christ, who is the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. And so there are meditations written on the person of Christ, and each chapter closes with a prayer. So I've included 5 of those chapters are poems that I've written on the person of Christ.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, and I, from what I'm hearing, it's probably, I never want to use the word simple in the things of God, but it sounds like it's something everybody can read, everybody can get something from. You know, so the thing is, there's so many devotionals that are made, but I think why people use them is because of how fast the world is. I mean, people got jobs, they got homes, they got families, and they want to stay in the things of God in a good devotional, morning and evening by Spurgeon. I mean, right? I mean, a wonderful Oswald Chambers, Upmost for His Highest. And people have used those since the dawns of time. So I think devotionals are good, especially in the world we live in. You know, in fact, my wife is always looking for a good devotional. So I put it out there, Pastor Michael, so you got to send us a copy, right? So basically, your end game here is to open up channels where you can turn around and make sure that people in India are reading sound extra biblical material. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
We're talking about good commentaries, good historical reads.
You know, in fact, I've been trying to get hold of, you know, the 2-volume works of Jonathan Edwards, because this year I wanted to take Jonathan Edwards and study his life, study his works. So there's the 2-volume set on the works of Jonathan Edwards. Now, for me to get that book in India, One, it's not available on Amazon and I'm not able to source it. For me to get that book, to buy that book here, would cost me more than a month's salary for an average software engineer. You know, it's just way too costly to get it. It's almost like I have to pay half the price of Logos software to get that one book, which is just way too expensive and cannot be afforded. And to think that I can't get access to Jonathan Edwards is sad, because, you know, we want Puritan authors, we want good authors, we want classics available. So, but we do have a few books of Jonathan Edwards going about, but we just don't have those kind of sets, you know, and it's just way too expensive to get.
Hey, Pastor Michael, how's Logos doing for you guys? You still use it, or?
Oh, yes, yes, we do use it extensively. It's been a great blessing. I mean, I do all of my sermons from Logos.
Yeah, so
I prepare it on Logos.
Can you get the works of Jonathan Edwards on Logos? You might be able to get them cheaper. I'm just saying, I don't know, but.
Yeah, yeah. I've not checked Logos. I should probably check Logos.
Yeah, you have to get the digital copy. Yeah, so this is an interesting thing. I mean, this is 2023, and we're talking about where you can't get sound theological books. So this is something that was really news to me. You know, Michael hasn't been feeling good when he came on today. We were just thinking about something to talk about, and this is an interesting topic that we need to continue to explore. And, you know, we need the prayers of Street Talk Theology, people who listen to Street Talk, that this door can be open so we can get these brothers and sisters in India some good reading material, you know, especially good, even good commentaries. You know, commentaries are expensive even here. Imagine how much they are in India if you got to buy, you know, like a solid commentary that, you know, so those are important things. So just a couple of closing thoughts. I'll let you close it, and then I'll close us out for today. And then maybe next week, when we do get together and start planning on going through some books of the Bible. What do you think about that? Couple of closing thoughts. Is that okay for you for next week to do that? We'll start a little series
good.
On something. We can think about that and pray about that. Just a couple of closing thoughts as you, about a minute and a half, Michael.
Yeah. So I think, you know, when we look at historically, when we look at the Great Reformation, when we look at great movements that God has had over the years, books have played a very important role in the culture of the church, in the community. And so we strongly believe that making good, sound theological books available to the people is a great gift. So as a church, we started a church library. And so we've been putting significant amount of money into that, just buying good books and putting them up in a library so people can come and rent those books, you know. And so we kind of encourage everybody we know across the world, if you know there are good books that they're trying to give away and they can find a way to send it to us, we just add it to the library so the people in our church can read. And so this publishing house is just one step further, where we want to take rights to these books and print them and bring down the cost so we can make them available to our city and the nation at large. And it seems like a great ambitious plan, but we know that we cannot do anything apart from Christ, and Jesus has to move. And so we have, you know, we don't have all the expertise, but we have the willingness to start with whatever we have. And we know that God is able to grow whatever we sow. And so this is us just, you know, sowing the seed of that hope that God would use it to just flood in good Christian resources, and we can give it to so many people in India.
Praise the Lord, Michael. And you heard Pastor Michael, and it's daunting to hear, in, like I said, in 2023, that a brother who's a dear friend of mine, I mean, Pastor Michael and I love each other. And these are really sad things to hear. So let's keep our brothers and sisters in India in prayer, because they've been a blessing to us. I mean, if you listen to Street Talk Theology, you can only take so much of my accent. So I know that, you know, when we get Ashok on here, and Ashok's not feeling well either, but and Pastor yeah. Michael, it's a blessing. So again, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi here, Desert Sky Baptist Church, speaking for my co-host, Pastor Michael Teddy. This is Street Talk Theology. We take theology and we bring it to the streets.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.